Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and today over the phone we are joined by Highway Safety Specialist Laura Dunn with the National Highway and Traffic Safety Administration. Laura, pleasure to have you on again. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me.
And you know, whenever we have you on, we're always talking about something very important when it comes to traffic safety. And this time, no exception to that rule. We're going to be talking about car seats. You guys over at the NHTSA are launching a new awareness campaign to make sure that parents and caregivers are aware of the critical role that car seats and booster seats play in child safety. So I guess for people who may not be familiar, maybe they're embarking into the world of parenting or babysitting for the first time, why is it important that we put kids in the right car seats for them?
Well, we want to remind every parent and caregiver of the importance of using the right seat for your child's age and size and using that seat every trip and every time. But parents should be concerned about using car seats because they really are our best bet of keeping your children safe in the vehicle. And just to kind of put it in perspective for parents, in 2023, we had an average of 3 children killed and 442 children injured every day in traffic crashes in the United States. So as much as parents are, you know, driving and doing pickups and drop-offs and going to activities after school, this really is something that affects people's everyday life. And when installed correctly, car seats can reduce the risk of fatal injury in a crash by 71% for infants and by 54% for toddlers. So we know they work. And we encourage parents to seek out the seats that work best for their children and then to use them correctly.
Now, I know it's a very important thing. Here at the station, we have a lot of parents who are dropping off, picking up kids, and they're always making sure that they have the car seat with them when they take them. And there's a very important reason for that. But I feel one struggle that parents run into as they're trying to navigate this journey of parenthood and trying to give their child the best care. Sometimes they don't know when they need to transition to a different car seat and how they need to transition to that. So can you peel back the covering on that and let us know when we should transition with different or transition to these different car seats?
Absolutely. So in every phase, we really want to encourage parents to check the size limits of your child's seat for rear-facing seats, forward-facing seats, and boosters. You want to keep your child in that right seat mode for as long as their height or weight allow you to. You want to ask yourself, how long can I keep my child in this seat versus how soon can I move my child to the next seat? So we really want to encourage folks to maximize the safety benefits of staying rear-facing and then staying in a forward-facing harness and then transitioning to that all-important booster before they transition their child to an adult seatbelt. So our recommendations for car seat use, our best practice recommendations are available on our website, and we really want to encourage parents to maximize the safety of each step.
I really like what you said there about waiting to see how long you can keep them in the seat instead of seeing how soon you can move forward, because I feel like oftentimes we get caught up in that mindset. We need to keep them growing. We need to keep them moving along. But sometimes it's okay to take a seat in the slow lane and ride that one out. Now, when you look at installing car seats, I feel like that's where a lot of parents are going to run into some trouble because they can be a little complicated, especially with those rear-facing ones. What are some common mistakes people see when installing car seats, and how can we avoid them?
Absolutely. So I've been working with car seats for about 20 years. One of the most common mistakes that we see is having a loose car seat harness. It's a common mistake, but it can put children at risk. So we want that car seat harness to be snug but not uncomfortable, and you'll know that fit is right if when the car seat harness is tightened, you can't pinch any extra harness webbing at that shoulder. And you also want to slide that chest clip into position, and it should be level with your children's armpits. So it's resting on that hardest part of your children's chest, and it keeps that position, that harness positioned in place in the event of a crash. Another thing that we see parents struggling with is not using the tether for forward-facing car seats. It's a key component of using forward-facing car seats, and it helps keep the top of that car seat in place and can prevent head injury for children. So check out your car seat manual and your vehicle owner's manual to help you find the right anchor, the right place for that to be installed in your vehicle. Another issue that we see commonly with car seats is if you're using the seatbelt to install the car seat, not locking the seatbelt. Make sure you read your car seat manual instructions and your vehicle owner manual instructions. And with any of these issues, if you have any trouble, please reach out to a certified child passenger safety technician to help give you hands-on education about installing your car seat for free.
Now, when you look at the box of these car seats, oftentimes you're going to see guidelines for it. They have both height and weight and age. When you're looking at it, should you determine it more based on the fit of the seat, or should you follow these guidelines that are listed on the box, or is it more of a case-by-case basis?
Child passenger safety is very size dependent. So I would choose the car seat that is correct for your child's size, their weight, and their height. And age is a consideration too, but it's very size dependent. So make sure that your child falls within those the size guidelines of the car seat that you are interested in purchasing.
And, you know, that one was always just more of a curiosity of mine, because I remember growing up as a kid, I was being told as soon as you turn 12, you can sit in the front seat of the car. And I was wondering if age played any impact, but it makes sense that this is a very size-dependent field. Now, Laura, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
Well, I do want to say that all kids are safest if they are buckled up in the back seats until the age of 13. And if parents want more information about our car seat finder tool, our inspection station locator, they can visit our website at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. It's a great starting point for parents to make sure that their children are riding safely.
Well, Laura, always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, our guest was Laura Dunn, Highway Safety Specialist for the NHTSA. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.